gospel good news.
You know, all the churches out there on the corners, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, even the Anabaptists and stuff. We came out of American Churchianity because we started reading the Bible and we saw that what they were doing was not lining up with God's Word.
Exactly.
Right. So we came out. We don't belong to any organization. We just simply go out and tell people to get in God's Word. We have a very large website that points people through the deception, you know, because a lot of people are taught, oh, that was cultural, and this isn't for today. You know, a lot of the pastors, they're lying to people.
The Bible does not lie.
No, it doesn't. And so what we do is, we don't want anybody to follow us. Like I said, we don't belong to any group, any organization. We want people to forsake their lives. And what we do is, you can see on the card, we preach a biblical gospel, which you're not going to find in American Churchianity. And if you do, they're saying it, they're just not doing it. They talk about repentance, but they don't do it. They're still living in their sins. Let me give you an example. Christmas and Easter. Christmas, it's not true. Do you know anything about Christmas? It has pagan roots on it.
It's pagan.
And it's a lie. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, if you love and practice a lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. One lie. And are you familiar with Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5? They lied to the Holy Ghost. Okay, yep. This was after grace came. God killed them, right? Because they lied. One lie can leave you outside of the gates of heaven. There's many, many lies in man-made religion. We expose a lot of them.
Yeah, this Halloween stuff, I don't believe in that.
Well, that too, but also, okay, look around at this festival. A lot of people might be saying, well, I'm here for the food, and maybe because I know some people, maybe buy something. You know, there's some innate things on that. But what are you doing for the kingdom of God while you're out using your time on things like that? And then they're playing, they've got the sports teams playing out there, right, promoting football, which is violent, and that's not promoting the kingdom of God. They have pie-eating contests. The Bible talks about gluttony. But yet, I know, most people are like, that's one of the least of the sins when there's abortion and pornography out there. Thank you. Sin is a sin. And a lot of people don't even bring that up. Right, exactly. So I see you have some kind of a knowledge of this. This is awesome.
Yes, I do.
You said you came out. Well, let me encourage you a little bit more. So I was kind of going through the gospel on here. They talk about repentance, but they don't repent. They're still practicing a lot of sins. And then if you do repent, you're going to be born again. You're going to have the Holy Spirit indwelling within you. You're going to have a new life and a new heart.
I hear the Holy Spirit talk to me.
You hear him audibly?
No. Not audibly.
He speaks through his word.
Not audibly. No. I will tell you, I was in a very dark place, and I was sitting on my back porch, and I was smoking a cigarette, and I heard, not audibly, but heard in my spirit, talk to God. And as soon as I did, it makes me very emotional. I felt peace. True peace, more peace than I've ever felt in my life. And then I heard, internally of course, treat your body as a temple. And I put down that cigarette that I've had in my hand since I was 14 and haven't touched another.
And were you like claiming to be a born again believer at that time?
I was already a born again believer.
Okay. So,
but I was in a very dark place.
Must have either never left your sins or went back into them.
I went back into.
Okay, so when you were born again, you were transformed from the inside with the Holy Spirit, like we're talking about on the gospel. And your life, you were striving to avoid and rid yourself of all sin.
Not avoid, but I let the devil take a hold of me.
Well, the Bible does talk that people can fall away. And can I encourage you on something? I don't know what it was that you heard or whatever, but if you were claiming to be born again, God's Holy Spirit can move within us.
I think he was with me always. I just put him on the back burner. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that he was always with me.
Well, if you read about the prodigal son, he leaves the father. The father's not with him. When he comes back, the father is with him.
I get it.
Okay, so, but either way, today, let's look at today, regardless of what went on there. If you didn't hear an audible voice, it could be the moving of the Holy Spirit, conviction. That's what the Holy Spirit came to do, is convict us of
convict
our sins.
Convict me, exactly.
Right, yeah, so exactly. So it's good to know you don't belong to any man-made organization, no religious organization. You don't go anywhere on Sunday or Saturday or anything.
No, I go to church. I go and listen. Oh.
Okay, so you do belong to one. Where do you go?
I don't belong to any.
But can
I
go
from place to place?
Okay, you go from place to place, but you belong in that man-made system then. Because if you're praying with people, and you're singing with people, and you're worshiping with people, you're with them. And you're approving of all the sins that they have. It's just like if you're associating with criminals and you're hanging out with them, what is that? Guilt by association. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals.
I have read this Bible.
Okay. Romans 16:17 says that we're supposed to leave people that don't teach sound doctrine and they leave the truth. We're supposed to separate from people who don't follow the truth. And so, maybe you haven't gotten to that point. I'm not really sure what's going on in your life or how deep you're getting in there. But I was going through the gospel. Once you have the Holy Spirit, you strive and hunger and thirst for obedience. I just met a man that says he hungers for it. He was talking to us for quite a while. And the only way that you're going to obey is to read the Bible, obey it, and then you got to continue in that until the day you die. But like you said, you can fall away.
I did
you
fall away.
Away. Come back. So can I encourage
that's
you on this?
Jesus comes into the world to save
take
sinners.
A time away from the man-made religious organization. There's a ton of sins in them. I just listed a couple, Christmas and Easter. How can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday? You can't. It's a lie. It's
right.
A lie. People just keep going. They keep doing Christmas. It's a lie, and they keep doing it. They're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. There's no excuses. People think, oh, when I die, I'm going to go talk to God, and I'm going to explain it. Maybe I was better than that person. You're judged
You're not better than anybody. Ever.
Right. Right. And you're judged.
Ever,
the day you die,
innocent.
You're judged. You're either in Christ or you're not. So today, the book of Jeremiah says, today's the day for salvation, and he talks about how his house is going to serve the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, good job for reading your Bible, wanting to seek the truth. Take time for man-made religion and all their lies. The tithe is a lie. One man teaching everything on Sundays is a lie. Wasting all your money on those church buildings is supposed to be going for proclaiming the gospel. They don't teach, okay, let me help you out on this. If you're my sister, they don't teach women how to act as godly women or dress or behave as godly women. There's a lot of feminism. You see how I'm dressed? Head covering and dress. It's in 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 11, and 1 Peter 3.
The head covering, when I read the Bible, the head covering is for women going out to prophecy and women praying.
What are we doing right now?
We're prophesying.
But your head's uncovered. And go deeper.
I'm not doing the prophecy. You are.
But we're talking about the Word of God. And go deeper than that. She's to cover her hair, which is her glory. And it's for the angels. Are not the angels everywhere? Are we not supposed to pray unceasingly? So we're to cover our hair, our head, and our bodies. Just like God clothed Adam and Eve in Genesis 3. You realize he put tunics and robes on them. He killed an animal as a shedding of blood, like an archetype of Christ, to clothe them. But I see they're not teaching me that either. And a lot of people say, oh, that's no big deal with clothing. God did it. And it's a command, right? Just like a sin is a sin, a command is a command.
But
right?
I'm not showing anything but maybe this much leg and arms.
But the Bible talks that, okay, 1 Timothy 2, let me help you out in this. We encourage people to go deeper because, see, that's where man-made religion's not teaching you the truth. If you go deeper in the Bible and step away from all that deception, you'll see the truth. And look in the Greek and the Hebrew. There's apps on phones. There's all kinds of things. Really easy to do. 1 Timothy 2:9, modest apparel is what the pastors teach. Modest is whatever you think it is. Today it's yoga pants and maybe something on your top.
It also says that if whatever you're wearing makes someone else sin.
Modest apparel in the Greek is neat, orderly robes and dresses for women. Specifically,
my family is
women
Greek.
are told to wear robes and dresses that would be skirts, shirts, whatever it is. Long, loose, unadorned, no adornment. And I don't want to belabor this point on here, but I'm helping you see, right now you're in sin. You didn't know it.
I shared it with you. Now you have the truth. You're going to be accountable for it. Go look it up. I help women. I teach women online. I write articles. I do audios. He has all kinds of teachings out there for doctrine and theology. I help in the women's area. You can send me an email. I'd be happy to help you. I encourage sisters all over the world who are set apart, holy, obedient, godly women. And that's what we do. We come out here to warn people, like I was just sharing with you. There's a lot more sins. They trample the blood of Christ in those man-made religious systems. Do you realize what the New Testament body was about? It was like a family in homes coming together. Remember Jesus on the cross said, that's your mother. That's what it's supposed to be. So when the New Testament body met, it wasn't one guy standing up calling himself a pastor, getting all the accolades and taking a title upon himself. What man esteems, God abhors, Luke 16:15. Pastors running around with pastor so-and-so, lead pastor, associate pastor, all these pastors.
Yeah, I've heard of all that.
Yes, there is the role of pastor, but you don't lift yourself up in it. Guess what the New Testament body was supposed to do? All the men who have a learning and teaching age would get up and share. Not behind one box that somebody has power. You get what I'm saying? That's just one more sin. The men are sitting in the pews letting some other guy take care of doing it all and teaching it. You know, he just preached out there about how the Bible says they'll have itchy ears and they heap up for themselves people who are going to give it to them, right? It's easy to go to church. I came out of the Lutheran system and I left before I was even a Christian because the hypocrisy. They said, Jesus died for our sins and he rose again. And I grew up in vile, dark, wicked sins. Nasty sins. And as I got older, I kept looking around going, all right, my mom was swearing and backhanding us on the way to church, but yet they're sitting there praying to God. And all these people living in sin. And I finally, unfortunately, raised my children in it because I didn't have a clue. They didn't preach the biblical gospel. They didn't preach any of it. They just laughed and partook of all their sins. When I left that, I started seeing even more what sin was. It's hypocrisy. Every single one of those denominations are filled with hypocrisy. They talk about repenting of sins, but they're not repenting of them.
I'm sorry to cut you short, but my husband has left.
I didn't want to carry
him. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go find him. Thank you for talking with me.
It was nice talking to you. Take care. Let me know how I can help you. Send me an email. Our email's on here. Check out don'tcarish.com. I don't know if your husband's a believer, but we'd love to hear from him. My husband would love to. Thanks for talking to me.
Nice talking to you. Take care.